first Stewie Award has got to be that.
Oh, yeah, he's right. We got to, I don't know how we're going to, what category it's going to be in, but we, that guy's got to get something out of that. It was, I don't know if we'll ever hear another invocation like that the rest of our career.
And we're back here live on Racetime Radio. Joining us now, the Hot Wheels driver, probably the hottest guy in Canada right now. We got Alex Tagliani with us. Alex, great fifth place run unofficially. Take us through that one. That was quite a race.
Yeah, it was good. It was a little bit disappointing towards the end because we must have had an electronic problem in the car. We were exposed on those long straightaway, and the engine was misfiring, so we couldn't really attack. And fifth was okay, but a little bit of a disappointment because I kept my stuff in good shape for the last restart,
yeah,
and I couldn't use it. So, it's always one of those things. But decent race. Good lap time. Good track, and it's good to have a bit more experience in those car when we're gonna get on track this afternoon. So overall for the Dodge Hot Wheels machine, I would say that we should be proud.
Alex, I know I asked you this before. How do you mentally change over from NASCAR Canada? Now you got to prepare for NASCAR Nationwide. How do you do that? Different horsepower? Are they two totally different cars?
It is. It's quite different. Obviously, the most important thing is you need to keep your equipment. The Nationwide race is long. One of the hardest place here for brakes. And we have a new tire compound that, everybody is fearing that it could go away very fast. But at the same time, it's good for the show because, if you have a car that that is good on tire, then, there will be a lot of, passing and position changing. Hopefully, our car is going to be good. And the two Dodge Challenger car from Penske Racing are going to have a clean and safe race. And we'll be there at the end.
Alex, I know, at least I don't think many people have even really talked about this. We got a hot day, sunny, clear, but we've also got different types of rubber going down on that racetrack. Grand Am is up next. You can probably hear them wheeling around in the background getting set. They've got a different tire than what you guys run in Nationwide or in NASCAR Canada. Does the different types of rubber, the heat, all that come into play? And I guess it was down there yesterday, but it's going to be really thick out there now.
Yeah, it's definitely not the the perfect scenario because two different tire compounds normally don't interact very well.
Right.
But at the same time, especially when they're made by different manufacturers. But at the same time, I think when you have so many Nationwide cars taking the start of the race, in very few laps, I think we'll be able to lay some rubber down and run on our own rubber. The track will change, the car will change. It's a long race, so I think that's why whatever happens in the first couple of laps, the most important thing is to get your nose clean and you just stay on the lead lap. And, save your stuff. And in the last 10, you put the hammer down.
Looking at the lineup for the NAPA 200 NASCAR Nationwide race, you just missed the pole by a tick.
Yeah, it was close. It was great because I think it's the first time that Penske Racing has a front row start in Nationwide. So, very, very good for them. They're having a great weekend in Michigan up there as well. So, it's a very good organization. For me, it's a dream come true to be able to say that I had the chance to race for Penske. And the number 12 means a lot. It's my idol when I was young, won here with it in Formula One, Gilles Villeneuve. So, when I was young, like I said to you before, I never thought that one day I could even drive my own Hot Wheels car because those were my favorite gift to have at birthday and Christmas. Overall, I think it's been a great weekend. Jack did a fantastic job in qualifying. We were really, really close to each other. It was a tight battle, but what a great scenario and drama for the fans, in the last group of cars that came to support the race. So obviously, we missed it by a tick, but it's two teammates from the same team, so it's good.
All front row Penske, all front row Canadian.
Yeah.
Quebec. Yeah. Man, you couldn't write a better scenario than this.
It was a good scenario yesterday. I still don't really, fully realize what happened yesterday, because I just went to bed, I wake up, and had to do a lot of appearance and pace car rides this morning.
Yeah.
But I think it's good for the fans. I mean, here we always feel very appreciative of their support. And the only thing we can do as driver, and sometimes it's very frustrating and it's tough for us when we can't do it because the equipment or we don't have the pace or whatever, but it's a result, you know. And mm-hmm. yesterday, the way qualifying finished, you know, until the last second, you know, that Jack took that lap by a tick, it was everybody was on their feet, you know, the fans were cheering and
yeah,
screaming.
They were.
So it was good, and that's the only thing we can do is create like that sort of atmosphere for them when they come to support us. And you know, we always wanted it to. Every time I showed up here and I was on the pole in IndyCar and in NASCAR Canada and Atlantic.
Right.
So Nationwide was something that, you know, I miss. And I thought I had it yesterday, but, I didn't. So, but we have to do it many more times to try to get another one. But it, like I said before, it was truly one of the best scenario that could have happened for all these fans that came and support us.
Yeah, final question for you, because I know Pat's got to get you down there. I know you're a busy guy, and we really appreciate you doing this. You and Jacques, any plans going into the beginning of this NASCAR Nationwide race? You're 1-2.
Yeah, we're going to talk, I guess, with the Penske Racing team and see what's the best plan. And I just want to make sure that my car, you know, is going to stay clean and no damage. It's no point try to push too hard on the first lap.
Right.
There's 74 laps in this race, and like I said, you're gonna have a lot of attrition, you're gonna have a lot of pit stops, a lot of things are gonna happen, and the most important thing for us is to finish and put ourselves in a position to finish up front. And to do that is we need to keep the car intact for the whole race.
Alex, you have made a lot of fans not only here happy, straight across Canada and the U.S. Man, I can't wait to watch you in this race this afternoon. It's going to be amazing. You're an amazing individual. You're a dynamite race car driver. And good luck on behalf of everybody here in Canada. Good luck in today's race. You're going to do it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That's Alex Taglianni, driver of the number 12 Hot Wheels for NASCAR Canada. He's also in behind the wheel of the NASCAR Nationwide car. It is going to be an amazing race. Up next, everybody's going to be happy with this guy here. We've got probably the most excitable individual in NASCAR. We've got Kenny Wallace. He's getting his photo taken with Alex Taglianni, and then he's going to join us here on Racetime Radio. But, man, what a race for NASCAR Canada. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Racetime Radio live in Montreal. Andrew Ranger goes to victory lane in the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. Second, the 02 Dickies, Beyond Digital Ford of Kerry Mix. The 11 of Jason Bowles rolls her home third this year. The 23 car of Jeff Lapcevich does a fantastic job in coming home fourth for another great finish for him. And then, of course, fifth, it was Alex Taglianni in the Hot Wheels, number 12. J.R. Fitzpatrick, unofficially back in sixth. Scott Steckley was seventh. The 59 car of John Furnio, I believe, finished eighth. There'll be a lot more on all of this as we get closer. And don't forget, the NASCAR Nationwide Series race comes up just in mere moments. You can catch it on Sirius NASCAR Channel 90. The green flag goes in the air, and the coverage begins at 2:15 today. That's Sirius NASCAR Channel 90. Up next, a good friend of mine now. He was at Sauble Speedway on the short tracks a week ago Wednesday, and now look at him. He's going to take the green flag in today's NAPA 200. We got Kenny Wallace with us. Kenny, how are you?
Thank you. For my fourth time. This is my fourth time here at Montreal, and every time I come here, it's an adventure. I love racing here.
You're an adventure, Kenny.
Yes.
Hey, listen, I've been following you on Twitter, and fans, if you're not following Kenny Wallace on Twitter, I'm telling you right now, you've got to do that. This guy is not only the person you see on TV and you think, you know, some guys are different when they're not on TV. I'm telling you, Kenny Wallace is exactly the same whether he's on TV, whether he's in a race car, or whether he's sitting across the table from you. An incredible individual. And, Kenny, this is going to be a dynamite race today.
I hope so. You know, by the way, you can follow me on Twitter on Kenny underscore Wallace. And, yes, we've had a good time. Yeah, we've got, you know, something that I've heard this time that I have not heard in any of the other Montreal NASCAR Nationwide races, that this is probably the biggest international gathering of drivers. I mean, we have Formula One drivers. You know, of course, yeah. You just got interviewing Alex Pagliano, and then, my gosh, Scott Speed. I mean, Jacques Villeneuve. I mean, Formula One drivers that have won or run in the top 10. So it's, I would say, a third of the field is world-class road racers.
Yeah, and world-class drivers. You're one of them,
well,
Kenny.
Well, I tease. I'm like, how come Jacques and those guys aren't going to be at Bristol next week? I said it's not fair. They're cherry-picking, man. They're going to the tracks they know they're good at. But, boy, they are really, really good. And it's a lot of fun, you know, before my career ends one day, to say that I ran with, you know, Jacques Villeneuve and Alex Tagliani and just so many good racers, you know. Ron Fellows, Scott Speed. You know, we forget how good Scott Speed is. I mean, he's a Formula One driver.
Yeah, exactly. You had words with him. We just heard from him actually a few minutes ago here on Racetime Radio. Kenny, I got to ask you, the 09 RAB car.
Right.
You have got a big day coming up. October 14th at Charlotte Motor Speedway. You're going to be back behind the wheel of the fan car. Can fans still get involved with your car?
You know what? There's 9 days left.
9 days.
Yeah, in 2009, it was one of the biggest successes in NASCAR history. Some fans came up with the idea. We thought about it for about a month. And then I talked to NASCAR, talked to all the media members, and they said, you need to do it, Kenny. You can do it. So what we created was what the fans wanted. The fans said, Kenny, let us sponsor your car in Montreal in 2009.
Yeah.
Because the U.S. Border Patrol, who were my sponsors, they couldn't sponsor the car here.
Yeah.
It was an incredible success. So, you know, I'm probably going to run about 2 more years in NASCAR. I'll be 48 here on the 23rd of August. So the fans said, we want to do it one more time. So this is it. We'll never do it again. It's too hard to do. But what you can do is go to www.kennywallace.com for $20. You get your name on the October 14th Charlotte race. Everybody knows that Charlotte is the epicenter, the nerve center of NASCAR.
Yeah.
We picked that race. A $20 bill gets your name on in alphabetical order.
Yeah.
You get a postcard of that car sent to your address. And also, 2 days on October 12th, 3 miles from the racetrack, a live, what I mean live, I mean the car that I'm going to race will be at the shop. I'll be there, meet and greet. We'll have soda, chips.
Yeah.
So for $20. So go to KennyWallace.com, put your name on the car for the very last time of my NASCAR career.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing. I know that car is going to be covered in names.
It is. It already is.
It's one thing, Kenny, for you to give back to the race fan, but listen, you give back all the time, whether it's on speed when you're on air, whether you're in that race car, whether you're at a short track, Kenny Wallace, unbelievable. I've covered a lot of different NASCAR personalities and drivers. I got to say, you've been the most appreciative. You've been the guy that...
Holy look.
Now, that's Grand Am.
Yeah, I love it. Well, they say I'm the biggest bang for the buck. You know, it's like Sable Beach up there around Toronto. You know, we went there a week or so ago. You know, we raced to win. We finished third.
Yeah.
But yet we made sure we got there early, signed all the autographs for the fans, you know, talked to you, and stayed afterwards as long as I could. Got to bed about 3 in the morning. So I love racing. The older I get, the more I like it. You know, I don't want it to go away. But the end is near. And, you know, I want to congratulate Patrick Carpentier at 39 years old. He's decided this is the last race of his life.
Yeah.
Professional. You know, he'll probably race for fun, you know, every once in a while. But congratulations to Patrick Carpentier. Last race of his professional career today.
Yeah. Amazing. And that, have you thought of that day?
Yes, but I'll never quit racing. See,
no.
2 more years of NASCAR, then I'm going to race dirt cars full-time throughout the United States.
Right.
And you know, we've got great race car drivers like Billy Moyer, Scott Blomquist, who are 52 that are, you know, beating all the young kids. Mm-hmm. Dirt racing doesn't take a young ability because it's not a sponsor-driven series. Dirt racing is not sponsor-driven.
Right.
And so sponsors love youth, and dirt racing is not about youth.
Do you think Rusty ever looks back and goes, damn, I should have waited one more year to retire?
He said two.
Two?
Yeah. He told me, he said, Kenny, whatever you do, don't quit too early. He said, I quit 2 years too early. And he said, don't do that. Don't make the mistake I did. And I take that advice, you know, humbly. So next year, I'll turn 49, and that's when Rusty quit.
Yeah.
So I'll be 48 here August 23rd.
I talked to Mike yesterday. He's 51, and he's still doing good.
Yeah, well, Mark Martin, is, you know, what happens now with these cars, with the soft walls and the Hans devices, and, you know, athleticism has really come into all racing as big as it's ever been.
Yeah.
You know, I'm eating right now. I've lost 24 pounds.
Yeah, you look great.
Yeah, water, you know, grilled chicken. I mean, pastas. I'm learning about food. Mark Martin. I went to Mark Martin. I said, Mark, teach me how to eat. And, you know, you see some of these race car drivers, like Formula One drivers, they look like little bitty children.
Yeah.
You know, but yet they're 30 years old. They just, it's not that they're skinny. They're just, they had got no fat on them. They're lean, mean, and they're doing the right thing. So that's prolonging my career.
Pizza and beer.
What? Well, you don't have to exert any energy, you know. You're like me. All you do is run your mouth.
Yeah. So. Incredible.
Well,
Kenny,
I better let you go.
You know what? Today's race is going to be exciting. I know you're going to be in behind the wheel of the 09 for Rab Racing.
Right.
Fans, get to KennyWallace.com. You got to get part of his car. And as a matter of fact, while you're right here, I'm going to give you something because I definitely want to be on your car. And I'm not going to give you $20. I'm going to give you a $50 bill, Kenny.
Oh, my.
And just so you know, a few years ago when we were in Daytona, that would have only been worth like $35. That there,
look at there.
Is now worth 50.1 cents.
So my wife, $50. So we can exchange this.
Yes.
I will do that. I want to thank you very much.
You're
welcome. I need your business card.
Yes.
Your name will go on the fan car.
Perfect.
Look for it in alphabetical order.
Okay.
You'll find it. Thank you.
Kenny Wallace,
a dynamite guy.
Watch for him on Speed. Watch for him today in the NASCAR Nationwide Race. Kenny, you're a dynamite guy. Thanks so much. Next up, we have got Andrew Ranger, the winner of the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series race. Man, what a dynamite show here in Montreal. Andrew, you did it. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Another win here in Montreal. It's fantastic for Dave Jacobs, and our sponsor this weekend, the Dealer Dodge of Quebec. Unbelievable. We win another race here.
Yeah. Now, how many is that here in Montreal that you've won?
It's three.
This is the third
one. The second in a row.
Second in a row.
Exactly.
Man, good for you. You've had a great season. Add in the ARCA win, add in the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series win in Toronto, all the other successes you've had in NASCAR K&N. You've really been doing a good job, made your first Cup start. You've done it all so far this year.
Exactly. It's unbelievable. You know, we have a pretty good season so far, up and down, you know, but
yeah,
this is racing. But again, I need to thank Dave Jacob for the Canadian Tire Series, but to the waste management team and at the South, where they gave me a great car too and a great opportunity. You know, I do like more than 25 or 26 weekend of racing because of them. I need to thanks a lot for them. It's a great season. Yeah.
You know, the first time I seen waste management, I seen them on your race car. I seen them on your fire suit. I'm watching a baseball game the other day, my dad and I seen waste management on a billboard at the ballpark in Seattle. Incredible. That was the first time I seen it, was through you.
Oh, well, now, you know what? Every time we go at the race, they are everywhere, actually, waste management. And you know what? They love racing. And they took me like 2 years ago, you know. In 09, I lost my ride with the Dave Jacob because we lost our sponsor, and they called me, and they decided to have me for the full season in the Canaan, and I decided yes, and they bought two Nationwide car, they bought the ARCA car, and I do like the whole season with them. It's great.
Sometimes, Andrew, sometimes you look at it, and it looks like, oh, no, what am I going to do? And then all of a sudden, another door opens, and you go through it. the success that you're having now would have never happened had that door not closed, I guess.
Exactly. You know, sometimes it's funny because I say to my dad, wow, now we lost our sponsor. What I do right now? And I wait for probably 4 months.
Yeah.
And they call me and say, hey, are you looking for a ride? You know, I say, yes, definitely. Yeah. Okay, come in the shop and sit in the car. And that's what I did. And there you go. I'm with them for 2 years right now. And they give me a great opportunity to do like more than 25 races with them. It's great.
I know you got to get booted and you've got to get ready for your NASCAR Nationwide race. Andrew, thanks so much for stopping by and congratulations on the win. Good luck in this next race.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to talk to you.
That's thanks. Andrew Ranger, winner of the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series race today. It was the Napa 100 and Andrew Ranger did it again. We've got next, we got the guy that finished the race up second. He's got his Dickies fire suit on still. We got Kerry Mix. Kerry, how are you?
Very good, very good. You know, second place, I can't say that bad. You know, I think we had a better car than that. Everybody's brakes went. My brakes were awesome, but I had other problems in the car. You know, Dickies Beyond Digital Ford Fusion was just... it was aggravating. 5 laps ago, I just said, okay, I'm not looking at these gauges. I'm not doing nothing. I'm just going to focus on my race. And, you know, I couldn't beat Andrew. His car was a little bit better down the straightaway than mine, but we were better through braking and the cornering. But he was just a little bit better down the straightaway than us.
You come home with a podium finish here in Montreal. You are an accomplished road racer. There's no two ways around that. You're good on both oval track and on-road course. We head back now to the shortest track on the series. We head back to Barrie Speedway. What's the thoughts going back now from doing 172 miles an hour here down to doing the speeds that we're going to be doing at Barrie? That's going to probably feel faster in the car than it did out there.
Actually, you know what? It's harder to race on a smaller track than it is a big track. A lot of people don't understand that, but for me anyways, some people, I guess... Some drivers don't like this speed here, but you know what? I just love it. And far as going to Barrie, I love that racetrack too. It's very challenging, and I always like things to do that's challenging. So we're going to go test there. Actually, I'm in a race there this Thursday night, Memorial.
Oh yeah,
for Reynolds. So I'm gonna I'm racing that car at that point, and then we're gonna test the following week. But we've done some testing there. I think we're going to have a really good car there. I'm really, really happy with it.
Well, amazing to see that you're here on the podium, second place in this big race today. It owed you one, really. You've had some really good runs this year and had some things happen to you, whether someone drove into you or something happened on that racetrack when you really did have a winning car. So it's got to feel good.
Well, it does feel good. The other thing is, and I got to say this, I probably have the best finish out of here, even better than Andrew over the whole deal,
right?
Because I finished on the podium every year this year, or at this racetrack, except for one, and that was last year. We got a flat tire, but every other year we've been on the podium. So really, really like this racetrack, and love the fans here. You know, obviously they're going for their own here in Quebec, but you know what? I have a lot of fans that come up to me and want to see the challenge with Andrew. So. You know, I really like doing that. We were just off a little bit today, but we got the car back. I've been fighting it since we put the spec motor in there a few years ago, and we got the car where it's really close. It's almost balanced where I want it now.
Yeah, and fans, if you didn't take Kerry in the Dickies Race to Win Challenge this weekend, you're going to regret not taking him, because that second place is going to earn a lot of fans a lot of points. Kerry, congratulations on the second place finish. Dynamite to see you, Dickies Beyond Digital. You guys are working hard, and it's starting to pay off.
Yeah, we're not going down this year without a win, and I'm determined I'm going to get a win. So, hopefully, that happens for us and the team and the sponsors, and we're going to do our best.
Well, congratulations! Thanks so much for hanging around and dropping on the radio with us. We really appreciate it.
No problems, love it.
That's Kerry Mix, driver the 02 Dickies Beyond Digital Ford. He finishes second in the Napa 100 right here in Montreal. Got to step out, got to take another break. When we come back, I think I seen Ron Fellows. I'm going to grab him next. Stay with us here on Racetime Radio.
Hi, race fans. This is Brad Keselowski, driver of the Pure Light Dodge Charger Cup Series. You're listening to Racetime Radio. Yeah.
Hey, truckers, just because you're not in one of those tiny hybrids doesn't mean you can't enjoy potential energy savings, too. That's because Shell Rotella synthetic engine oils promote fuel economy performance without compromising durability. You hear that, small cars? Shell Rotella T6 full synthetic engine oil offers fuel economy savings up to 1.5%. That's an annual savings up to $750 per truck at $3 a gallon covering 100,000 miles. That's on top of extended drain capabilities, improved temperature flow, and excellent high and low temperature protection. Shell Rotella T6 Full Synthetic also features energized protection with additives that help your engine adapt to any driving condition. So move over, all you little hybrids. You're not the only ones that can enjoy better fuel economy. Learn more about Shell Rotella Synthetic Engine Oils at Rotella.com or your local Shell distributor or retailer. Fuel economy savings based on 2009 field testing in medium-duty trucks. Highway cycles compared to Shell Rotella T-Triple Protection 15W40.
Trade and Paint.
Former mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani.
Weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern.
This NASCAR crowd is a pretty daggone good crowd to have on your side, isn't it?
It sure is. I spent a long time in NASCAR races when I was running in 2007, 2008. You have to go to a race to really understand the excitement of it. And you see the unbelievable crowds, the excitement, the speed, the danger. It takes a lot. There's a lot to it that you don't realize when you just watch it casually on television.
Sirius XM NASCAR Radio.
Channel 90.
Racetime Radio is powered by VP Racing Fuels, the world leader in racing fuel technology, and by K&K Insurance Canada, ensuring the world's fun. Also, Inside Track Motorsport News, Canada's source for motorsports.
Calling all Canadian racers and fans. Inside Track Motorsport News is your window to the world of Canadian motorsports. Every issue of Inside Track is jammed with news, features, analysis, results, and photos from your favorite Canadian series and tracks, including NASCAR, OSCAR, Dirt Car, and many more. To start your free two-issue trial subscription, call 416-962-RACE. That's InsideTrackNews.com.
Get your race fix anytime online. www.racetimeradio.com. Also available on Facebook. Just search Racetime Radio. And as always, you can drop us an email. info@racetimeradio.com.
Rain-X Latitude, a revolutionary wiper blade from the makers of Rain-X Original Glass Treatment. Unlike most traditional wipers, Rain-X Latitude blades contour to your windshield, hugging it and creating even pressure from end to end, which produces a superior wipe and virtually eliminates streaking. Get ultimate visibility with easy-to-install Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Visit Walmart for the complete line of Rain-X visibility products. Rain-X, outsmart the elements.
Watch your speed. Get you up to speed on all things motorsports. It's Racetime Radio.
And I want the rest of you cowboys to know something.
With your host,
the new sheriff in town,
Joe Chisholm.
Y'all be cool. Shut up.
The team owner of the number 11 car, Marty Gott, tough way to end that race. The 11 had that.
Yeah, we had the race won, but unfortunate way to go. We had it wind up to the last corner, but we've seen that happen before. So we've been in the business long enough. You know, what goes around comes around, and we didn't like the way that one finished. So we'll put that in the memory bank, come back, and enjoy the series. Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone, to Racetime Radio. Of course, that was the voice of Marty Gott from last year. That wasn't this year. Jason Bowles finished up a third in the number 11 car. Great race for him. If you're just joining us, we are live here at Circuit Gilles Villeneuve, live in Montreal. It is the NASCAR Nationwide Series coming up next. It's the NAPA 200. You want to catch that race live on Sirius? Buzz over to Channel 90. It's Sirius NASCAR Radio. They will go live on air at 2 o'clock, and the race will start at 2:15. One of the drivers that's definitely a fan favorite here in Montreal and in Canada, and probably even further than that, is the driver of the number 5 car today. It's Ron Fellows. He joins us now live. Ron, you all set, ready to go for the big race?
Yeah, I think so. The car was really good in practice, and we had a problem with our rear brake in qualifying. So I just did one lap, and we had to park it. But that's a little disappointing to be back where we're starting. it is what it is, and I know we got a good Canadian Tire Chevy, so it's just starting on the sixth row or seventh row, wherever you are, is you know that time we turned in practice. I'd like to have that right now because I think that would be good enough for like P3. So anyway, it is what it is, and the JR Motorsports guys have done a great job. Getting it's tough. It's tough for the team to. When it's essentially a two-car team to field a third car on occasion, and they get the call on a number of the Hendrick R&D guys to come and crew the car, and it's been great. There are a couple of guys from that are engineering the car from my days at DEI are involved, so it's been really good, and we're all looking forward to the race.
You're going to roll off 13th, by the way. I got the lineup here with the team. You've worked with Pops. You've worked with Tony Urie Jr., and I know later on I've got a clip from Tony Urie Jr. You work with them all. The actual team as a collective unit, they got to be great to work with as a driver. So much experience in this field of cars. It's got to be comforting to have those guys in your corner setting things up.
There's no question. Actually, that's certainly for me. The connection that Dale Jr. and his organization, JR Motorsports, has with the Hendrick Group is phenomenal. And talking to Jacques Villeneuve early this morning, and he was just saying, what a difference it is for him to be involved with Penske.
Yeah.
And it obviously shows with an all Penske front row. We've got the resources and the personnel. And like you said, both Tony Urie Sr. and Jr. have just a ton of experience and understand how to set these cars up. It just makes my job so much easier when you show up and you're pretty darn close, and then it's just fine-tuning.
Yeah, fine-tuning after that. The last time you won this race was 2008. You had the number 5 on the door. You're back in the 5 car this year. You got to like your chances.
Well, I'm hoping that 5 brings us a little extra mojo, Joe.
Yeah, really.
Part of the JRM / Hendrick stable of numbers. They've got the 88, the 7, and the 5. And although we had to make sure we got at least one lap to make sure we were in the race, we had to do the same thing in 2008. So yes, very successful there in 08. But fortunately, it's going to be nice, sunny, and dry. And as much as how great it was to win in the rain, it's still very, very difficult, particularly with these cars to race in the rain. And it's a bit of a lottery. This beautiful sunny day, lots of people are going to be in the stands too, so yeah. it's better this way.
Can't lose, really. Starting outside, starting inside, is there an advantage right off the get-go? You're going to be starting 13th, you're on the inside row. Is it an advantage or disadvantage, or does it even matter?
The dynamic of the turn one, turn two work, I don't think it really matters. If you're on the outside for turn two, meaning you're on the odd-numbered row going into turn one, it'll be two by two, so everybody's going a little bit slower. And being on the outside by the time we get to turn two, I'm thinking that's going to have that might be a little bit of an advantage to be able to get on the throttle sooner because you're taking the longer way around, and then get to the center of the racetrack as soon as you can.
Yeah,
onto that straightaway and protect yourself going into turn three, and that's kind of my plan right now.
Starting 13th, will you make the run to the front quickly, or do you have enough time in this to still move ahead and still save your equipment for the end?
It kind of depends on the pace. You really got to save brakes, and this is one of the few places where brake pad wear is an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And then temperature.
Yeah.
The longer you spend on the brake pedal, the hotter they get.
Yeah.
And cooling is everybody's running is max cooling. So it depends on the pace whether we kind of take our time and ultimately, this race has traditionally been broken up by a lot of cautions.
Yeah.
So we've got to make sure that we've got a car that's in really good condition for the last 10 laps.
Yeah, and here in Montreal, it's I imagine we're going to see quite a few cautions today, too. Got a real mix of experienced drivers and not-so-experienced drivers. So definitely the caution flag, I think the caution flag is going to be out quite a bit. And does that affect you inside the car if you got a lot of cautions? Does it screw up pit strategy when the race is slowed down a lot of times as opposed to going long green flag runs?
Certainly from a pit strategy, yes. It changes the dynamic. It essentially, on the fly, the crew has to start over.
Yeah.
The race, we're trying to two-stop the race in tires and fuel, and that's tight on fuel. So as soon as there's a caution that's sort of outside your window to pit,
yeah.
Then they got to start over and rethink and do it pretty quick.
Well, I was just looking back to the Cup race on Monday, and your pit strategy would have been dead on had that last caution not come out. You wouldn't have been back in 20th. You would have been up further.
Well, the difficulty is multiple green-white checkers, and there was a number of cars that couldn't make it on fuel. So
right.
Was it going to be, multiple green-white checkers? That has been the pattern.
Mm-hmm.
You get a very late race caution. It usually leads to another.
Right.
That's kind of what we were banking on. And we got the white flag, and then we had the giant calamity. So
yeah, amazing.
It is what it is.
Canadian Tire, great sponsor. They've been with you now for a couple of years. Talk about that. Great company. Look at the support they give auto racing right up to the very top level.
No, it's a reflection of their need to be involved in the sport as a reflection of the automotive credibility, and they also have in the Canadian Tire automotive world, they deal with a lot of vendors and the Shells, for instance. So this is a natural fit when you look at the number of automotive-related sponsors that are involved, and Canadian Tire sells their product at the store. So it's a natural fit, really. And it's all, outside of the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series, beyond that is new ground for them. But it's, that's one of the things we're trying to help them with, developing the next generation of Canadian talent. Canadian Tire is heavily involved with karting, with the Canadian Nationals, and going to the Rotax World Finals, where this year will be in Bahrain. Last year was in Italy, and we had two Canadians come home of world champions. And it couldn't happen without the support of Canadian Tire at that youth development level. So it's a long-term proposition for Canadian Tire, for motorsports in this country, and very, very proud to be part of it.
Yeah, I couldn't think of a better spokesman, a better person for them to back other than yourself. Scott Steckley does a tremendous job in the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series, and really Canadian Tire jump-starting all kinds of careers in motorsports, whether it's karting all the way up, just tremendous support. And I know Canadians back that store, and that's probably one of the main reasons why. It's because they're back in the sport they love. But Ron, this is going to be an exciting race. I know you got to get rolling. The NASCAR Nationwide race isn't far away, and it's going to be exciting.
Drivers meeting. Can't be late for the drivers meeting.
Oh, no. No. Could you imagine if you had to go to the back because you were on Race Time Radio?
Yeah.
I'm not falling suit to that one.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, I'm not going to do that. Ron, good luck in this race. Thanks so much for taking the time to come down.
Thanks, Joe.
Really appreciate it. Ron Fellows, he's going to be in this race. Fans, you don't want to miss this. I got another buddy of mine hanging off to the side. I had a little sideline bet with him for the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series race, and I'm happy to say I lost the bet. I'm going to have to buy a coffee for this guy. But it was a dynamite race, and he is the voice of the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. When you're at the racetrack, I've got Adam with me. Adam, what do you think of that race? That was quite a show.
You know, it's so unfair to come to Montreal because the bar is set so high. We've had cars on top of other cars for the win. So really, Andrew Ranger, not a mark on his car. He won this race. He was the class in the field. But the race from second back to 20th, Joe. Mm-hmm. Second to 20th was unbelievable. A lot of changes of position, a lot of, I don't want to say beating and banging. It was just good, aggressive racing.
Rubens Racing, right?
And the fans out here, they really understand it and appreciate it. 9:30 in the morning, and it's not easy to get onto the island to get to the track here.
Right.
And the place filled up pretty darn well.
Amazing. If you're just joining us, got Adam Ross with me here, voice of the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. It was a great race on the racetrack. Andrew Ranger going to victory lane. Just give you the top five guys here unofficially. The 02 of Kerry Mix, the 11 of Jason Bowles, the 23 car of Jeff Lapcevich, and finishing up your top five was the number 12 of Alex Tagliani. Surprises in the top five? Not really, I guess. Jeff Lapcevich has really been running well.
You know, if Jeff could only learn to qualify,
yeah,
he would do so. I mean, he qualified 10th. He only got one lap through a penalty, qualified 10th. And he generally does advance through the field. He's very smooth. And if you watch this race, where he makes his moves is under braking.
Yeah.
He can control that car under braking as well as anybody out there.
Next up for you guys, Barry Speedway. It's always a barn burner at Barry.
It's a fantastic track, the smallest track we go to. It's not that the drivers don't like going there. They just know it's one of those crapshoots,
yeah,
where you can give up an awful lot going to that racetrack because things can happen that are entirely out of your control.
Well, you can pour through the numbers if you like for the Dickies Race to Win Challenge. But when we get to Barry Speedway, I think it's more of right place, right time. How about you?
It's all about positioning. Your pit strategy isn't always as much about being fast at the end as it is, how do I avoid being in the middle of this mob of cars? We're expecting a decent car count, more cars than we had last year, which will be around the 20 mark, which is great right for that track. But it makes for a lot of traffic, Joe.
Yeah, it's going to make for a lot of contact as well.
Well, there always is. Now, did you explain our bet? We explain why, or do we want to?
Well, we can. You heard the last clip going to commercial break. If you were with us, you heard Marty Gaunt say, we'll put that one in the memory bank. There'll be another day. Fast forward now to this weekend. You and I, Adam, talking yesterday. I kind of figured there was going to be some payback on the horizon.
And the only reason I disagreed, Joe, in the top five, qualifiers, Ranger, Kerry Mix, Alex, not in this order, but Ranger, Kerry Mix, Alex Tagliani, Jason Bowles, J.R. Fitzpatrick. They have been intermingled in many, many controversial moments and finishes.
Yeah.
And there's always heated discussion. This is why there's so much motorsports media.
Right.
Because drivers get out of their car angry, I'm going to get that son of a gun. It rarely ever happens.
Right.
But the storyline was written with that top five. It was the perfect scenario to think, if there's a payback to be made,
it's here.
But I'm getting jaded.
Yeah,
I'm getting as I get older, as I hear these drivers time and time again say, yeah, "I'm going to get that." I'm starting to say, "No, you're not." Quit saying it because nobody,
yeah,
knock on wood, if you choose to,
has done it.
Nobody's really done it because they're professional.
They are.
Given the opportunity on the last lap, you better believe they could do it. And I could very well owe you a soda pop of your choice. But it didn't pan out that way. And
your Tim Hortons coffee's coming. All my final word is I want to double down. Barry Speedway's coming. I'll bet you there's some payback happening at that race.
I would sooner do, I'd be happy to do a bet with you, I'd sooner do an over-under on the number of caution laps in a 300-lap Barry race.
That's a good one. Okay, we'll
people are going to run into people, but
yeah,
let's find something that we can
really
debate, because, yeah, there's going to be contact. Someone's going to be to blame, Joe. Well, thanks for inviting me on here, though. I appreciate that.
Adam Ross, Dynamite, you do a great job, did another great job today, and I know Barry Speedway's coming, and fans can look forward to hearing you there.
We do our best. I hope to see everybody there.
You want to believe it. That's Adam Ross from the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. We're going to step out, take our last break of the day. I did see Camping World Truck driver Steve Arpin. He's going to be around here. I'm going to bring him on next. We'll take this last break, and we'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us here on Race Time Radio. Mike Wallace now. Mike, Montreal, how's the car?
Well, I'm excited about racing in the dry and knowing we're going in what appears to be the dry distance. But, you know, Montreal is a great city, and fans are great. Racetrack itself is fun. It's a unique racetrack compared to what you run week in, week out in the States. And we're on an island. We look off to the side, you know, as we're sitting on top of this 20-story office building, you got great studios and the rowing canal on one side, the St. Lawrence Seaway or something on the other. But pretty interesting.
As a truck driver, to help keep me on the road longer, I've got 24 vitamins in my glove box I take twice a day, along with a potato and raw egg-based herbal tea. But for long engine life, all it takes is Shell-Rotella T Triple Protection Engine Oil. In over 50 million miles of durability testing, it's demonstrated up to 22% less engine wear. 22% reduction in engine wear compared to iron wear and Shell Remula Super SAE 15W40. Find Shell-Rotella heavy-duty engine oil at your local Tractor Supply Company.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90, takes you inside the sport like no one else.
We just raced really hard, and I think the fans enjoyed it.
Kyle Busch, Tony gets in the car.
His name's in NASCAR.
Tony Stewart.
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Jeff Gordon.
Jimmy Johnson.
Carl Edwards.
Danica Patrick on your home for NASCAR.
All season long.
Very nice job.
Woo!
Good for the fans.
We're going to have a wild finish here.
I'm going to fight all the way to the end.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90. It's what racing's all about.
Rain-X Latitude, a revolutionary wiper blade from the makers of Rain-X original glass treatment. Unlike most traditional wipers, Rain-X Latitude blades contour to your windshield, hugging it and creating even pressure from end to end, which produces a superior wipe and virtually eliminates streaking. Get ultimate visibility with easy-to-install Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Visit Walmart for the complete line of Rain-X visibility products. Rain-X, outsmart the elements.
Taking you all the way to the track and back. It's Race Time Radio.
Well, first of all, I want to say I love Montreal. My third time up here, and it's so exciting to come here and race in front of so many fans that love NASCAR. Oh, I love it. You know, I've been running some dirt races up in Canada, you know, the last couple of years, and I think I've got as many dirt races under my belt now in Canada than I do asphalt. You know what? About 5 years ago, I asked Kenny Schrader, I said, Schrader, teach me how to run dirt. Schrader's like, why do you want to learn how to run dirt? I said, because I've been running asphalt my whole life. You look back at like guys like A.J. Foyt, Mario Andretti, Tony Stewart, Ryan Newman, Casey Kane. You know, they're all ex-dirt racers. And I just wanted to become more well-rounded. So I'm addicted to the dirt now, and I got my own team, and we race about 40 races a year.
Well, good luck here in Montreal.
Merci. Did I say it right?
Merci beaucoup.
Merci. Or arigato in Japan means thank you. How do they say it in French? No, merci. No, merci. See you later.
You can't get any better than Kenny Wallace, can you? Welcome back, everyone, to Race Time Radio. Man, we're running out of time. The big Napa 200 NASCAR Nationwide Race is coming up. You're going to have to turn to Sirius NASCAR Channel 90 for live coverage of that. And you can do that actually right after this broadcast. You're going to want to tune in to Sirius NASCAR 90. It's the Camping World Truck Series live from Michigan International Speedway. MRN will take you every lap. I know Moody's over there getting ready for that show. Bagley's here in Montreal getting ready and calling the Grand Am race right now. But guess who we've got? Right with us here in Montreal, a long way from his home now, we got Steve Arpin, driver of the 32 for Mike's Hard Lemonade in that Camping World Truck Series. How you doing?
I'm doing just great. It is just cool to be here today. It's just so beautiful here. This is an incredible racetrack, and I'm pretty excited for the race this afternoon.
Steve, you are not here just as a fan. You're going to be spotting for the 31. You're with Turner Motorsports. You've been having a decent year.
It's been going all right. You know, it's not. We're definitely not running where we want to be running, but as for my fourth race and ever in a truck and everyone, the owners and the crew chiefs and stuff are happy with right around the top 10 finishes and everything, but I don't think I've ever been happy with a 12th or 13th place finish. We've been working really hard at it. We made a whole bunch of changes to our truck. We had a new crew chief come in when I started, and he wasn't quite sure exactly where everything was at and what the trucks had. Now that we got some time to sit down and measure it, I think he's got a really good handle on it. Mark Martin's actually in my truck this week, and I think he qualified fourth, so it's going to be exciting to watch the race here this afternoon.
Yeah, it'll be nice to have that input, too, from Mark, passing it on for that truck.
Absolutely. Mark, he's just listening to him at the shop when he's going over stuff. He's just so thorough and so detailed. I've learned a whole bunch just being at the shop and listening to him, what he likes in the truck and how he describes it to the crew chiefs, and just kind of one of those deals that makes my communication easier, and the crew chief makes his life easier, just kind of knowing exactly what we need before we get to the racetrack.
Turner Motorsports, what an outstanding organization to be with.
Pretty wild.
You couldn't have landed at a better spot.
We got seven teams. We got seven great drivers. Actually, we got a whole bunch more than seven drivers. But we got seven teams. It's all great people over there. It's one of those deals that it's... My dad always told me when I was growing up, when something's too good to be true, it normally is. But on this situation, I proved them wrong.
Yeah.
So it's one of those deals that just look too good to be true, but you get into it, and it really is too good to be true, but it is true.
Let's talk about the NAPA 200 coming up. You're going to be spotting for Justin Allgaier, great driver in that car. Man, he's put together some real good races, even on the road course. He's got you, the eye in the sky on this one. What's it like to spot here in Montreal?
I will never, ever yell at my spotter again after being up there spot. It's a tough job. It's a really tough job. But Justin does a great job. He's a great driver. He keeps on telling me he's not a road racer, but he's doing a pretty darn good job for not being a road racer.
Yeah.
But I think we really got a good car here today. The Florida Gulf Safe Chevy is really good. So Justin's kind of one of those guys on these road courses who really just kind of hangs back and learns the racetrack and stuff. And he doesn't really show what all he's got until he gets out there racing and kind of gets around all the other guys. So it's going to be real interesting to see how this afternoon goes.
When's the next time we're going to see you in a Camping World truck? What's your next race?
Our next race will be September 16th at Chicago. It's going to be the kickoff to the Chase weekend, so it can't come soon enough. God, this month we have off is just killing me. Being at these racetracks and having to watch.
Yeah.
When the race is starting, I got to put radios in my bag and go climb up on top of the roof.
Yeah.
It's not near as much fun as strapping a helmet on and climbing into the race car.
Well, I know every fan in Canada loves watching the Camping World Truck Series, love watching you and that Mike's Hard Lemonade 32. Chicagoland, can't wait for that race. That's going to be a dandy.
It's going to be fun. You know, it's just so awesome to have a company like Mike's Hard Lemonade on board. I'm a development driver. I'm just learning this stuff. I've only got 50 asphalt races in my career. For a company like that to get hooked up with someone like me and stick with me through my learning curve, we're already in big talks for big plans for next year, and hopefully we'll be racing each and every week in the Truck Series, and maybe even possibly some nationwide races. You never know. So it's just so cool. The one thing Justin keeps on getting after me, though, I guess I'm not allowed to bring any mics up on top of the roof with me on spot.
Imagine that. Steve, thanks so much for dropping in. Tremendous. Keep it up. Good luck in that truck. Good luck here today. It'd be kind of cool to see you in Victory Lane along with Justin.
Sounds good. I can't wait. It's going to be a wild one. This track is so tight. There's going to be excitement in every corner all race long here today for sure, so make sure you tune in and watch it.
It's nonstop fun here, Steve. Thanks so much. That's Steve Arpin, driver of the 32 for Mike's Hard Lemonade in the Camping World Truck Series. I got another clip I want to run for you here. We're just about out of time, but I did get a chance to speak with Patrick Carpentier. Of course, you've heard that this is going to be his last race. I posed the question. Here's the answer.
Home track race for you. Is this really going to be your last one?
I think so. You know, unless I get a full-time ride with a good sponsor and a good team and all that. But besides that, yeah, kind of tired of doing the starting part deal and used tire stuff. So we'll see how it goes, you know. But I really think it's probably the last one. We need to focus a little bit on something else. And with the family and two kids, and I want to be home a little bit more. So see what happens. But with the way we live in Vegas, so the way the economy is in the U.S., I might be back racing next year. But no, it's been great. I mean, I had a great ride. So hopefully we ended up well here.
You've really had an incredible career. What's one of your fondest memories?
I'd say there's a few of them. You know, the Formula Atlantic years. We had a great year in Atlantic. First victory at Michigan. You always remember that. And then the pole in Loudon in the Sprint Cup series. That was so great. You know, to get a pole in Sprint Cup is pretty hard. So I was really, really happy about that.
Do you think maybe one day we'll see you owning a NASCAR Canadian Tire Series car or having a team in there?
If the business I own ends up being successful, maybe I'd do that. Something I'd love to do, but we'll see how it goes. You know, it's an expensive sport, my friend, so that might take a while.
How was the 99 after practice? You're just getting ready to go qualify. How was it in practice?
It was pretty good, actually. It was fast this morning in the warm-up, the first one, and we didn't get a chance to put a lap together. In the second one, we only did the brakes and all that, but it was a little bit slippery for what I like in the second run. So we'll see how it is tonight, but I know we got a really, really good race car. So, and it's a car that, the way we set it up with the engine and all, it doesn't burn a lot of fuel. So tomorrow, I think that's when we'll see it.
Well, I'll tell you, there won't be a dry eye in the house if you go out there tomorrow, win this race and hang it up. You can't, man. You're too good.
That would be great. That's what I said. I said, if we win this race, then I'll have a press conference Monday saying I'm coming back.
So, you see, a true racer, you never know what's going to happen. Today, we're going to end the show off by hearing from the guy that's going to start on the pole for the Napa 200. Here is Jacques Villeneuve.
It's great. We came here knowing we would be quick. My discount tire Ruby Tuesday Dodge today was amazing. The whole Penske team worked incredibly in the last few months. We did a lot of road course testing, brought a few new things to the track, and we've been quick all day. So today was a matter of getting pole and not making mistakes, and it almost didn't happen. Probably the gearbox on the first two laps, and normally the tires should have lasted only two laps, so I didn't think it would be coming on the third lap, so I'm really excited. And for me, this is a special track to get it on. You know, it bears my father's name, it's hometown, so it's great.
Yeah, this place is tough on transmissions, gearboxes, all that kind of stuff. Is it a survival race? Is this one where you really got to save the equipment for the end of the race?
It's tough on the brakes. It's tough on the brakes, and it's tough on the fenders.
You've had some great races. Look back to Road America. You had a really good run going there. Tomorrow, you're going to be here at home. Is it going to feel different? Are you going to tackle it a different way?
No, the good thing is I start from the front, so hopefully I can just get going. And we had a very strong run today on old tires, so if we can stay in the front and save the brakes, I think we should be fine. I would like to avoid being in the middle of the pack like an Elkhart Lake.
We heard the crowd scream. Alex Tagliani was right up there, and then we heard them go crazy when you took the pole. I wondered what happened out there, and then I thought, oh, Jacques must have got it. Man, the crew really did a good job setting it up. Is it tough when you just step into a car and then have to go out there and run it as hard as you do?
Not with a team like Penske. You know, they're really professionals, and they work hard, and they make sure everything is great. You get to a test, you get to a race, and you don't even have to question anything. You jump in the car, and it feels natural, and that's amazing. When you can get that, it doesn't happen often, but when you start a race weekend like that, you know it's going to go well.
And that is Jacques Villeneuve. He is going to start from the pole. It's an all-Penske front row. It's an all-Canadian front row for the NASCAR Nationwide race here this afternoon. But you know what? We are totally out of time. Actually, I think I wore my welcome out by about a minute. I think the scorer will understand. I know Dave does want to thank Dave Coulson behind the glass in Toronto for opping this program. It's been a dynamite race. It's going to be a dynamite race. Switch over to NASCAR, Sirius NASCAR Radio Channel 90. For the green flag, it comes up at 2:15 today. And the truck race goes green from Michigan. It comes up in 10 minutes. Just go to Sirius NASCAR Radio Channel 90, and you won't miss a lap. Thanks for joining us. That's it from Montreal. Joe Chisholm, I'm out of here. Catch you Tuesday night right here on The Score, Sirius Channel 158.
You've been listening to a special edition of Racetime Radio.
Be listening Tuesday night at 8 as we'll be talking ARCA racing.
And heading back to Madison International.
So long from Montreal and the Circuit Jill.
How do they say it in French?
Kenny, give me a break. I'm trying. This copyrighted broadcast has been presented by Shell Rotella. Heavy duty engine oil. Here on The Score. Sirius Channel 158.